Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you an insight that will help you attain peak performance in your life and work. And today, I want to talk to you about failure, mistakes, and great future that is ahead of you. In life, we sometimes succeed and at other times we fail. We get results in some things, in some endeavors, and in some others we lose. Unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is that when we fail to get results, when we fail to reach the target or attain the place we really want, people who are looking at us or even sometimes we ourselves tag ourselves failures. Please understand what I'm saying. Now, we allow ourselves failures and make it sound as if we are never do well and sometimes even write ourselves off or allow the world to write us off. My focus today on Bridges Step Up is to share with you what to do when you encounter failure and why you should not allow anybody give you the label of failure. In fact, as a matter of fact, people can give it to you, but it is now left for you to receive it or accept it. And my focus is to share with you why you should not accept the label of a failure, because you have recorded a few mistakes, recorded a couple of blunders, and have started a couple of things and they didn't work out well. Now, the first thing I want you to bear in mind about this is that everyone makes mistakes. Yes, there is no human being that is immune from mistakes. That is why I published a podcast titled How to Profit from Your Mistakes. My focus at that point is to help you see that even though we make mistakes, we are supposed to rise above our mistakes and then profit from our mistakes. Now, having known that everybody makes mistakes, it is not correct to allow the mistakes you made that resulted in failure in a career, that resulted in failure in a business, that resulted in failure in a relationship to make you consider yourself a failure. The truth of life is that you are not a failure because of your past mistakes and past failure. You are a failure when you refuse to pick the lessons in the failure. You are a failure when you refuse to pick the lessons from your past experiences and trade it to become a more productive and useful person. Therefore, know that everybody makes mistakes and you should not allow your own mistakes that resulted in failure in a project, in business, relationship or whatever to now make you become a failure by nature. Now, when the world calls you failure, what they are saying is that, oh, because you have made mistake in this, then there is nothing you can do. It does not in reality mean that there is no other thing you can do. When the world calls you failure, what it means that, oh, because you failed once, failed two, failed three on different things, that it means that you are a never do well. It means that you can never succeed and things like that. But in reality, that is not what life means. If you're a Christian, you must have read part of the Bible that says the righteous shall fall seven times. But in all these fallings, God will deliver him. He will still rise again. We hear stories, when we read the stories of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, we learn that he fell a couple of times while carrying the cross. However, each time he falls down, he rises up from his fall. If you know Peter Daniels, he started a number of businesses, at least three businesses that failed before the one he started that boomed. Every single human being makes mistakes. However, our mistakes are not what define us. They are not what makes us failures. They are just sometimes a signal to us that, oh, my guy, what you are doing is not correct. Your pattern and your style of doing this thing is not the right way. Therefore, there are better ways of doing these things and you should embrace that better way. There are more enlightened way, more productive way of getting results than the method you are using. That is what failure comes to tell us a lot of times. It is not correct to accept from people or to even accept from your mind that you have become a failure because you brought up a project in your company and it failed. It is not correct to consider yourself a failure because you failed out of medical school, for instance. It's not correct to consider yourself a failure because you graduated from the university with a pass after staying in school for more than 4 years after your graduation time. Now, don't get the impression I'm saying it's okay or it's cool for you to fail. Don't get the impression I'm saying it's cool for you to start off a project and it failed. But what I'm saying is that when we fail, when we make mistakes, when we commit blunders, when we fail to reach our expected goal, do not accept the lie that you have become a failure. That is to say, you cannot do well in any other thing because of the failure you recorded in some other things. Again, I want to bring it to your notice. When people call you failure, it's a personal opinion. And like we say, every human being is entitled to their own opinion, and those opinions can be wrong or right. It depends on the way you approach it. And for me, if I fail in business, fail in career, or fail in whatever thing, it does not make me a failure. It just means there are things I didn't do right, or I didn't know study well, or I didn't do well, that resulted in non-success of an endeavor. Mark the word I said, in the non-success of an endeavor. Therefore, I will settle down and say, what can I do now differently to get the results I want? Those are things I do to get results. Or maybe I'm not even supposed to do that thing. Therefore, what I do is to step out of that place and say, okay, now I failed in this, trying to do oil and gas business. This is not my thing. So let me go and find what is my thing. In which case, for instance, I found out that what is my thing is to write stories. Therefore, I'll settle down and begin to write stories and give people to ask for free. Over time, I now get bigger people that will contract me to write stories for them for big movies and stuff like that. As I begin to do that, I now begin to get financial success when I had failed in oil and gas. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The point I'm making in essence is that your failures or the mistakes and the blunders you committed that resulted in the non-success in your endeavor does not qualify you to be labeled a failure. When you accept that you are now a failure, it means that you are indirectly saying that even though you failed in this marriage, that even when you have another marriage, you will not succeed at it. Before I started this recording, a friend inboxed me on Facebook and said that, I have issues with ladies. Okay, he got the impression that I'm very good with ladies. Well, that's not exactly true. If you ask my friend, that's one of my, I have so many lady friends. One of them that's very close to me, she will tell you the truth that this guy is not nice. I'm still learning how to talk to women generally. But he got the impression that I have good relationship with ladies because generally I have a lot of ladies as friends and I don't hide them. Now, he got the impression I have good friends who are ladies. So he sent me a message and said, bros, I think I have issues with this thing. I always fall out with them and I think I need help at this point. Can you send me some materials? He knows I read a lot. When I saw the message, I laughed. And now I did, what did I do? I told him, okay, fine. I don't really know much about this, but I'll send you a couple of textbooks I have on this subject matter. And maybe when I find time, I will either record a podcast for him and send to him or write a short book or something like that and give to him, particularly as regards my experiences with ladies. But the point I'm making is this guy understands that, oh, he falls out with ladies in the past, but that doesn't make him a failure as regards being in a relationship. What he decided to do is that he will say, okay, fine, let me study, let me learn, so that I learn how to deal with these things and make progress as a result. The point I've made today is this. You will make mistakes at different points in life. Do not think it has made you have become a failure as a result. Go out and step out to do something different. Go out and do something else. Linda Ike, that we all of us know, tried to do modeling. It didn't work out. In the last episode, I quoted her about him. It didn't work out. She did a couple of other things. They didn't give her as much money as she wanted. Well, she has always wanted to be a journalist, so she started writing when she discovered that blogging exists in 2005. Now, she has blogged to the point where she now has even Linda Ike social and has become a multi-millionaire blogger. Now, that's one example of the fact that even though you failed on a subject matter or in a thing, it does not make you a failure. You can stand up from that place and go and find what you can do and do very well and do it. Stories had it. I've not confirmed it. Our own Professor Soludo from failed out of medical school, studied economics, graduated with first class, and is a first class professor of economics indeed. The point is that when you fail in a thing, it may be the sign that, oh, you are not meant for that place. Go and find your place. It may also mean that, I will have to stand up and refine my processes to get the results I want. My point today is this. Don't accept that you're a failure because of the blunders you have committed in the past. Pick the lessons from your errors and move on with your pursuit. If that pursuit, you are not even supposed to be on it in the first place, then locate what you can do well and pour yourself into it until you get the results you desire.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com, to get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books. Kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.